It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. North American professional sports history was made last night as basketball player Jason Collins played in an NBA game against the Los Angeles Lakers after signing a 10-day contract with the Brooklyn Nets. Collins became the first openly gay player to appear in one of the four major pro sports. Here to comment on this and other developments is our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. His video blog is Sportsinat. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Well, thank you. Jason Collins came out as gay last spring after he concluded his season with the Washington Wizards. But he hadn't appeared in a game since then. Explain the significance of what happened last night.
Well, the Brooklyn team had just made a trade and needed a center, and Jason Collins was available. So they filled a need by signing a former center and putting him into the game last night. Pure basketball move. History was made, of course, in the larger sense. And I hope we can all move on now.
Collins was warmly welcomed by the L.A. crowd. He will be playing his home games in New York, which also has a large and visible LGBT community. But what happens when he goes to a place like Oklahoma City or even to Madison Square Garden, where Knicks fans have been known to be nasty toward opposing players and say all kinds of nasty things?
Yeah, I wish I could say that everything is going to be perfect from here on out, but we both would know that to be false. He's gotten warm receptions. He was at the State of the Union address as Michelle Obama's guest. He's gotten encouragement and congratulations for coming out. But, of course, we know that there are going to be some pushback and some negative comments thrown his way. But you know what? That's the life of a professional basketball player, of a public person.
In the NFL, Missouri defensive end Michael Sam announced that he is gay as we head into the NFL draft, and he came out to his teammates before the season started and then made a public announcement at the end of the Missouri season. If a team drafts him, is the media likely to make a bigger deal out of it than a prospective NFL team or even the players that he could end up being teammates with?
Oh, the media, why don't they just leave people alone? No, there was a big to-do before the game last night with Jason Collins, and there will be some. And I think, there are some NFL teams that might say, look, we don't need this media circus around. Maybe we could go in another direction or draft somebody else. But I don't think that really matters. Really what matters, can the man play football? Can he help your team? That's what you're looking for. Can he help you win football games? And that's the bottom line. I think there's still going to be, we've seen some negative comments already, but, those are to be expected.
Let's turn to the Winter Olympics, which wrapped up last night. Disappointment for the men's hockey team. The men made it to the semifinal undefeated, then lost their last two games. Where did it all go wrong, Bob?
Paul, I've been waiting to hear Bugler's dream today. I'm having withdrawal. The Olympics are over. There's going to be much made about the hockey team losing and not getting a medal. Americans love to win, hate to lose. Are we a bunch of crybabies and sore losers? Absolutely. The big game, the showdown was with Canada, and you lose 1-0, and then you're shut out by Finland. If those games are reversed, they play Finland first. Chances are they win that game, but I still think they still lose to Canada. It's just going to be, this is what losers do. You look for reasons why things didn't go right, but at the end of the day, they lost two hockey games and didn't score any goals. Don't forget that the curling team, the men's and women's curling teams, just didn't show up either, and I'm sure there's going to be an investigation into that, too.
I think it was the coaching.
Yeah, it has to be. Or something.
Bob, before we wrap this up, the next Olympics are 4 years from now in South Korea. Will the NHL send players back to the Olympics as they have for the last several?
I would not be surprised if they do not, Paul. Reason is John Tavares of the Islanders got hurt. Paul Martin of the Penguins got hurt. That's the risk you take when you shut down your league and play in a tournament to injuries and, who's going to pay the tab. I would not be surprised at all if this was the last time NHL players participate. But, there's still a shot that they'll play.
Bob Dvorak is our sports guy. He is sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and you can check out his video blog, Sports and That. Bob, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. I hope you can fill the time you've spent watching the Olympics with something as meaningful.
What else are we going to do? Get a life? Become better people? It's just not going to happen, is it?
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Paul. Talk to you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of our program or would like to visit a past segment, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.